Thank you all for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, so an entire health fair just focused on seniors, Darcy.
Just focused on seniors. Mm-hmm. It's time.
How did this come about?
Well, you know what? It was kind of, we were having a pancake day with the Lions, new Lions, and about 2 years ago, 3 years ago now, oh my God, it could be 4 years ago. Anyway, we had the Lions has this bus that's a hearing and eye bus, and they have free screenings on it. And we did have it at Seminary Village, and we've been trying to get back to the area. So we're all talking about it, and myself and Ron and Dan, we were all there, and we thought, man, this is a great time to get this bus. So Ron did the background and got it, and so May 24th is the day we finally get the bus here in Galesburg.
So you could be, this could be outside, is that what you're saying?
Bus is going to be outside, located outside. Yeah. We're going to move the bus inside yeah. the KC Hall. No, the bus is going to be outside the KC Hall, and with that, we've reached out to area vendors, area people that deal with anything from medications to home health cares to eyeglass companies to anything. ARP. Oh my gosh, ARP is coming. Secretary of State is coming. It's so fun because I thought, man, we'll probably have about 20, maybe 25 vendors. We're well over 44 vendors now, and people that, you know, there's going to be something for everybody, for all the seniors.
Well, I thought it was great that that Representative Swanson was involved in this.
Yes.
Bringing the state government involved in here and what they're doing to help seniors.
Absolutely. It was an honor to be asked by Darcy. In the past, I've run my veteran senior fairs and had success, but now joining a larger team and a larger group, was I'm looking so forward to it. And I'm fortunate as being the state representative to be able to reach out to those state agencies and say, hey, how can you support us? And, you know, we have state agencies. Secretary of State is coming.
Yeah.
And we've actually got the U.S. Department of Veterans Administration will have representatives here. So a large group of people from state and national agencies will be here to help us answer those questions that seniors tend to have but don't know who to go to.
What are some of those questions that they can have answered, say, for example, with your veterans specialists that are going to be there?
How do I get my veterans care?
Yeah.
You know, what do you offer at the Galesburg Community-based outreach center? What transportation do you have available for me to Iowa City? And those are some of the answers I know with Knox County local superintendent of the Veterans Assistance Commission. Having a table here will be able to answer some of those more local questions, plus the national agencies here to answer those national questions.
And the Secretary of State to be there as well to answer questions for seniors. What are some things that they'll be talking about?
Well, some of the licensures for seniors get kind of lost in the gray sometime of, do I need to take a test this year? Do I not need to take a test this year? And those types of questions that hopefully the Secretary of State can answer. Also with AARP driver safety, some of what that has to offer, if someone signs up to take that driver's course, they can receive a reduction on their automobile insurance by signing up for that safety course.
Oh, my gosh.
So just some of those things that we don't think of that are going to be there to make sure. And if I can, I always tell the vendors and those attending, to me, we've accomplished success when we see the vendors networking with other vendors to talk about where we may have some gaps or care deserts, and then also to see the attendees walk out with a bag full of knowledge.
Oh, nice.
You know, that is so heartwarming to see that this was a success. People are walking home with materials, whether it's state, local, or national materials.
Oh,
it's just a great event.
Ron, it's great to have some heavy hitter here to bring in the, you know, to get to the right people, right?
Absolutely. And first of all, I'd like to say thank you, Chris, for allowing us, all three of us, to get together. The Lions Club is excited to be a part of this health fair.
Yeah. Could you tell me about this bus? It's the free hearing and eye screening, is that right?
A couple of years ago, or the Lions of Illinois Foundation has had a bus that travels throughout the state for quite a while, and the idea of this bus is to bring eye care to residents that might not be able to get to eye care facilities on their own. and it specifically comes downstate as well as north of I-80.
Mm-hmm.
This bus has two, actually three major components to it. It does retinal screening, where the professional will actually take a picture of the patient's eye, the retina. Yeah. That picture will be screened by professionals in Chicago,
okay.
And the results of that screening will be mailed back to the individual.
Hmm.
It's similar to what you would get at your regular ophthalmology visit, if you were to take advantage of that.
Sure, sure.
It also has children's vision screening, and many times we look at our infants, our young children, really are scared of going to the doctor. Well, this is a contactless vision screening, mm-hmm. where your young child, your infant, will be screened by a professional, and then you will, as the caregiver, will be notified of deficiencies that screening sees. And then the third part of that van or bus is hearing screening.
Darcy, you are the marketing director at Seminary Village, and
it
makes sense. It makes sense to have Seminary Village be one of the driving forces of an event like this, because you're such a big part of the healthcare industry here in this area.
We typically had, and I would say, just a small little cute health fair in our parking lot.
Yeah,
and we just needed to grow. And after COVID, I think it taught us all we need to get together again. We need to get out there. And a lot of individuals, a lot of seniors, and I know, Dan, you know this, have been staying home and not getting out there and getting to their doctor appointments, not getting their hearing, their eyes looked at. Things have really changed, too, mm-hmm. in the insurance world. It's a whole different world out there.
That's
so
right.
Please come out and get yourself educated. We've got attorneys out there. Patrick Egan's going to be there.
Well, also, and to give you guys a little bit of a plug, I mean, to learn more about the continuum of healthcare Seminary Village, I mean, with Seminary Manor and Hawthorne Inn and Seminary Estates and the villas and all. I mean,
where are you at? Do you need, need extra care? Do you need, there's home health care out there too. We work well with all of our hospice and home health care agencies, and they're all going to be out there in full force.
That's right. And you're also a Lions member, right?
I'm probably gonna. If you know Lions, you get binged if you don't say you're a Lion first. Yeah. So now I didn't. So I'll probably have to pay a quarter at the meeting.
Yeah, okay, Ron, thanks. You are you're the secretary of the Lion, but you're also with F&M Bank.
Yes, I am. It's my employer is F&M Bank, and they've graciously allowed me to come off campus for a little while to talk with you.
You do the eyeglass collections and all that.
We do. We collect used eyeglasses, also used hearing aids. There will be an opportunity for anybody who has old eyeglasses that they don't use anymore. We will be happy to take them. Same with the hearing aids.
Excellent.
They get refurbished by a manufacturer and then distributed to those who need them.
Excellent, excellent. Representative Swanson, it is great to have you with us on Galesburg Live. And just talk a little bit about, you're getting ready to head, when we're recording this, you're getting ready to go into a big session. And by the time this health fair happens, or even by the time this airs, it could be over. But then again, you've heard that it might even go longer than that. But
right, we are scheduled to end session on May 19th.
Yeah.
So today we're going into session late this afternoon, which gives us 4 days to get a budget put together.
Yeah.
And 4 days is, it took Noah longer to build the ark than 4 days. And that's what this tends to be. Customarily, 1,100-page document is thrown on our laps, and then we've got 30 minutes to vote on it. So we're hoping that doesn't happen again this year.
Yeah.
We may be there through the weekend. Some have said we could be there through the end of May. We just never know as the minority party, but we've got a lot of work ahead of us.
Yeah.
Friday was a deadline for our bills to be passed through third. That was extended now to this week.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a roller coaster this week, but certainly looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Well, I hadn't seen you since the election before. So again, congratulations again on your reelection. And
Thank you, Chris.
How's the new districting working out?
It's a new district.
Yeah.
I was in the Army 27 and a half years, and mission change, and you just pick up the rucksack and go on to that new mission and be successful. And, you know, my old district's 120 miles by 140 miles. This district's 14 miles by 100 miles.
Oh, my gosh.
I enjoy my trips to Macomb. I enjoy my trips to the Quad Cities and Monmouth, and everywhere in between is just a real interesting travels. So parades coming up now, and pancake breakfast and stuff, but I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Seeing a lot of, and it's great that it's the senior health fair. It's a lot, I'm sure a lot of the things that you'll be talking about this week with the Illinois budget is going to deal a lot with our senior population.
Absolutely. And when we're looking at a $1.5 billion hole in Medicaid because of some changes made there, how do you fill that hole, and what do you fill it with?
Yeah.
So it's always on our minds of our seniors. How do we care for them, and what can we offer to best provide services to the our seniors and also our veterans who we focus on too.
One of the booths that are going to be at the health fair is the veterans going to be there, and we talked just briefly about that. But that's something very close to your heart because of your military background as well.
Absolutely, and it's not only our veterans. Aren't the only ones that need to visit the booth, but spouses of veterans come visit the booth because there may be some benefits that you've missed out on because your husband or your wife was a spouse and they've passed. There may be some benefits there that you may be eligible for. So always ask those questions. Don't go home forgetting and saying, I wish I'd have asked this one more question. Now's the time to ask the questions at these veterans fairs. But our veterans are important. They've sacrificed a lot for us, and certainly having the VA there with us, big VA with us, and then our local VA, it gives us that big, broad spectrum of answers.
That's got to make you feel good, being a part of the military, and then to be able to help veterans in this capacity. And I'm sure you've had story after story of veterans coming up to you and just thanking you for what you're doing.
Well, those are the rewards you get when people say thank you, and they do make you feel quite warm and comfortable. But I've been working on a piece of legislation where a veteran died and the death certificate did not highlight that they died from Vietnam Agent Orange causes. And now the spouse has had to go back to that doctor and ask that doctor complete that death certificate to include that on there. I've got legislation that will require, and it's passed the House, it's in the Senate, that will require that DD-214, or that, I'm sorry, the death certificate have a drop-down box specifically highlighting veterans' secondary causes of death as being, yes, most likely it was because of a veteran's medical situation, or most likely was, or unknown. So we can better define, so we don't have widows going to a doctor and asking them to change a death certificate.
Absolutely.
If we can change the way we do business for our veterans, for their loved ones, and I encourage every veteran to enroll in the healthcare, in the VA programs. Even if you don't want the benefits, enroll, because we're all going to die, and our families then will have easier access to get that grave marker or some benefits that they may have coming to them.
Illinois State Representative Dan Swanson here. We're with Darcy Thorpe from Seminary Village and Ron Beebe from F&M Bank and Galesburg New Lions talking about the health fair that's coming up on May 24th. That's next Wednesday by the time this is going to air. It's this coming Wednesday. 9 until noon at the KC Hall. Lots of different booths that are going to be there with services for our senior citizens, and especially deal with healthcare power of attorney, a huge issue when we're talking about our senior, and something
it's
that I've
become
dealt with
a huge issue.
I've dealt with my parents and my family many times now. It's so important, and so many people don't have that set up.
Something that it boggles my mind when people come in to like a bounce back or a long-term care and they have nothing set in place. If something were to happen, you really have to know, you know, what are your wishes? Who is going to be in charge of your wishes if you cannot make those decisions? So we have an attorney there that's going to answer the questions also, Patrick Egan. And we have forms too that people can look at and sign, but it's something that, you know, anymore, they're even starting surrogates, which basically means you have no right to your own health care. So please, just again, like I said before, things have really changed. Please just know what's out there and get informed so you know in case something happens. And like you said, everybody dies. We hate to say that. You got to pay taxes and you die. Well, be prepared.
This is, I would say, a even bigger issue for the caregivers, children, caregivers of that senior. You've got to make sure all this stuff is in place, because when things start to happen, I used to carry with my mom and dad, I carried copies of the healthcare power of attorney for both of them in my carrying bag.
I have one
bag.
In my car right now.
And now I've got the digital. I have the digital copy PDF on my phone that I can email at a moment's notice for my grandmother when I need to. I had no idea, but you deal with this every day.
Yeah, it's
Darcy.
It can be a nightmare for families. So just be prepared. Anybody, please.
You know, something else that I want to remind folks of, too, is the unused medication disposal.
Yes.
That is a big thing. Yeah. I had a year ago, I had a day set up with Chief Idle here, and I was amazed at the amount of bags of unused medication. So here's a great opportunity to bring those to the fair, and we'll help dispose of those the right way.
Well, and it's there's a couple issues there. First of all, you don't want somebody taking outdated medication, obviously, or taking too much. But then again, there's the criminal element of this too, right?
Absolutely, the criminal side. And then, you know, it's heartbreaking when someone drops off a big bag of medication, and I'm dropping this off because my loved one passed, and I no longer need this.
That's
touching when they do that.
Well, sure.
But it certainly, this provides a great opportunity. I appreciate Darcy doing this because it is a big need, and we do get phone calls often about what do I do with my old medicines.
Environmentally, too. You have to be careful. I mean, you just don't want to flush that stuff down the toilet. It's not good for our environment.
Right. But how many people have, you know, this pain medicine that, you know, the oxycodone, hydrocodone, all of those very dangerous narcotic type drugs sitting in their medicine cabinet right now.
Right.
And if someone who has maybe a little bit of dementia, not sure they take too much. I mean, there's just so many different factors. So thanks for bringing that up again. And some of the other things that vaccinations, that you'll be talking about.
The health department, Knox County Health Department, is coming out and going to be offering vaccines. Now bring your insurance card out. They do have cost involved.
Yeah.
Or if you're on Medicaid, please bring that information out, or you can buy them outright. And there's prices. Just get a hold of me at Seminary Village. I'll let you know what the costs are, or even call the health department. But, yeah, they're all going to be out there giving vaccines and giving information also.
Ron Beebe is from F&M Bank and Galesburg Noon Lions. The Lions free hearing and eye screening truck is going to be
a bus
is going to be there.
Small bus.
And, again, this is absolutely free.
Absolutely.
For you to go in and get your eyes screened and your hearing tested.
Absolutely. There is no cost. It's manned by people who have been trained in using the equipment, who know how to use the equipment. Everything that is done is going to be screened by a professional. So the results are going to be accurate when they come back.
Right.
I do want to mention that although this is a senior health fair, I mentioned early on that we have child screening, infant screening capability. So if you're a senior, bring your grandchild.
That's right.
I suppose is the way to put it. But and Darcy mentioned about the power of attorney, and you also, you know, we're all going to die sometime. Well, young people need powers of attorney too, so I just wanted to emphasize that the power of attorney issue is something that's important for everybody.
We are not carding at the door, so you can be under the age of 65 and come.
Darcy Thorpe is the marketing director of Seminary Village. Ron Beebe from F&M Bank and Galesburg Noon Lions. We have Illinois State Representative Dan Swanson here as well, and you've been instrumental in helping them get in touch with these government agencies so that can help seniors at the health fair.
Yeah, I've had the easy job. Darcy's been doing the work on all this, and I've reached out to the different legislative representatives within the state agency, and I send them an invitation and ask them to come, and they do all they can to be here.
Sure,
sometimes their schedules don't accommodate.
Right.
But if they can be, they like to be here to be the treasurers going to have a representative here is going to be looking and digging to see if you have any lost money that might be sitting in the treasurer's coffer. So I see your interest in that, Chris. You might want to come out.
I have money. Yeah. I had like $35 that came to me.
I received the letter and I received the emails, but I kind of consider it spam, but it's a real thing.
The treasurer will have a representative there, and they'll have their computer set up, and they'll type in your name and an address of today or previous addresses to try and help see if there may be some money there, and he'll print out a form to tell you how to fill a form out and mail it in. And
I thought it was spam
that they were trying to get me to, you know, give them my credit card information or something. I thought it was some kind of something.
Well, there may be that, but I can say if you come to this show on May 24th, there will be someone there from the treasurers. And my name is on the headlines, but I also want to give a shout-out to Leader Hammond and to Representative Travis Weaver, who will be reaching out to members in their district to encourage them to also attend.
Wonderful.
It's not just me, but it's everyone who represents Knox County in the State House will be making those contacts to people throughout their districts.
But do you work closely with Representative Hammond and Representative Weaver?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Every day. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's a great team. So I asked them to help with this, and they said, no problem, Dan. Wow. We're on board. Let us know what we need to do. So
between the three of you, you cover an enormous chunk of our area here, don't you?
Absolutely. Most of Western Illinois.
I was about to say.
From Peoria to Dubuque, almost. So.
That's right. Illinois State Representative of the 71st District, Dan Swanson, is here, along with Ron Beebe from F&M Bank and Galesburg Noon Lions, Darcy Thorpe, the Marketing Director of Seminary Village. The health fair is coming up, and by the time this airs, will be coming up this coming Wednesday at the Casey Hall here in Galesburg. Most of it will be inside, but they will have the hearing and eye screening bus outside. I would think that as we talk about seniors coming in to get information from all of these booths, again, I want to bring up the caregiver situation, because if you are, you know, if you have a senior, you know, parents, grandparents, and you need to be educated probably more than they do. Darcy, would you agree? You deal with this all the time.
Yeah, I get a lot of frantic phone calls. Oh my gosh, my dad just went to the hospital. What do I do?
Darcy was at the hospital many years ago when I was there for my mother, and we sat in the waiting room, and she was giving me advice on what to do, because I had no idea. So much red tape.
There is a lot of red tape. And it's just, you know, first things first, care for your parent and let us figure the rest out for you. And that's any individual, any rehab place in Knox County. Of course, I'm partial to Seminary Village, but all the agencies are going to be there, all the healthcare agencies, all the hospice agencies. Gordon Barrett's is going to be there. They're a huge component for Alzheimer's in the area. Caring Senior Services. There's a whole list. There's all kinds of individuals that you can hire to bring in just to come in for a little daycare.
Sure.
There's so many different avenues you can go. Just come and, like I keep saying, get educated so that you're not that frantic call, like, oh no, what's next?
What am I going to do?
How do I do this?
Darcy Thorpe is from Seminary Village, Ron Beebe from F&M Bank and Galesburg Noon Lions, and Representative Dan Swanson is here as he's part of, you know, helping to get this put together, one of the sponsors of this. Secretary of State is going to be there. We talked earlier about that. There's lots of questions when it comes to seniors and driving.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do I need at what age do I get a test? Do I need to take a test? Am I going to be able to have my license renewed?
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of hoops to jump through sometimes when you reach a certain age. And unfortunately, most of our seniors don't have access to the internet. Our seniors don't have access to those media sources where the state agencies advertise. And I tend to point that out to them, that to get a FOID card, a senior needs to use a computer. Well, they don't have access. I'm 84 years old, never need an email address. Why do I need one now? You know, that type of attitude. And I understand that.
Sure.
So here's an opportunity through the radio, and thanks again, Chris, for doing this, that an opportunity to come out and actually talk to a live person and not be on hold for 20 minutes waiting to talk to someone. That's an interesting concept, I know. But that's how we can make this all happen.
It's a frustrating thing for seniors to get connected to government services, right? I mean, it just is. It's so daunting.
Yeah, and such a shout-out to Darcy. My dad was in Peoria Hospital. He'd had back surgery. We were looking for a place to come for recovery.
Yeah.
I called Darcy, and she made it happen.
Yeah.
We needed hospice care. Never thought I'd be a part of a hospice care need. We were able to get that assistance. And these agencies are here to help us. We just have to know how to get in contact with these different agencies. And here's an opportunity. Bring a notebook, bring a folder, bring something that you can collect, business cards or phone numbers, whatever you use at home. Here's an opportunity to gather that information and network with the people that have the answers.
Boy, Dan, you brought up a great point. I mean, here not only you are a part of the Illinois government that is helping these seniors, you're a caregiver, the son.
Right.
And you were thrown into this having to help with the health care of your dad.
Right.
And it's about kind of knowing the right people.
It hit home. It hits home.
It does.
For and all of us.
And it's nice to have a business card of somebody like Darcy, to have her in your cell phone to be able to call like you did.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then to have them answer the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, locally, we answer phones.
On a Sunday night.
You remember that, huh,
Darcy? I do. I had calls last night on, hey, happy Mother's Day, but.
Yeah. But you're right. So something.
I've been there.
That's right. Something like this health fair, again, I bring this back for caregivers, to go out and just meet some of these people, get their business cards. You may not need what they do right now, but Dan, you probably didn't think that you would have needed that.
No. That
advice
for
a long time. Yeah.
You don't want to have to make that call, but when you know that someone's there to help you, it's a wonderful feeling.
That's right.
And we had unfortunately, Dad passed April 4th, but he had some of the best comfort going into that day. So it's all attributed back to local networks of people.
That's right. And this is the way to get plugged in at the Knox County Senior Health Fair coming up Wednesday at the Casey Hall here in Galesburg. We're running out of time here, but I want to thank you all for being a part of this.
Dan,
good Representative Swanson, good luck.
Thank you.
In your week.
Good luck.
Here.
Hopefully, strong.
Hopefully you can get things done that you want to get done for the people here in the area.
Well, thank you. Certainly they're on my mind and my vote when I cast it.
Absolutely. And Ron Beebe from F&M Bank at Galesburg Noon Lines, thank you so much for what you're doing and to make sure that free hearing and ice greening bus gets here and everything that the Lions do for our community.
Well, once again, thank you, Chris, for having us here.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
And Darcy, again,
thank
Seminary
you.
Village means
thank
so
you.
Much to all of us here, and we appreciate you and all of your team members there, too.
We appreciate you getting this word out. Thank you.